This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour as we talk markets. We're going to be focused a lot on the precious metals, but also recapping a bit of what happened this week in terms of the Fed meeting. To kick off this show, happy to report that I am joined by Mr. George Gero. He is the managing director at RBC Wealth Management. And George, what I first want to talk to you about are these potential tax changes that it seems like are in the works that we should be seeing take part next year, this debate between this LIFO and FIFO, as well as how different securities and ETFs are going to be taxed. You're on top of all this. Can you please share some of your thoughts in terms of how investors should be positioning and how you're already starting to see larger trading groups position themselves for these, well, tax changes?
Thank you very much for having me, because these are exciting times, and it's exciting time of the year. December is a very important month for traders who in the past and so far until the tax law changes will be looking at new regulations next year, which impact first in, first out buying and selling of securities for tax purposes. I have to preface this by saying that you should consult your accountant. I'm not an accountant, and I cannot give you tax advice. So the first in, first out that is possibly going to be inaugurated next year if the tax bill passes is not good for individual investors, because funds are basically exempt from this. But what it means is that when you sell in the future any of your stocks that you've held for a long time, if they have a substantial capital gains and you bought stocks at another price, you will not have the choice of which lot to sell. You'll have to sell the FIFO, which is the first in will be the first out. Now, I personally have one that I always used to joke about called FISH, first in, still here. However, this is now becoming a real problem for active stock traders. Now, the gold ETFs like GLD and IAU, which are basically bullion, are taxed as collectibles by the IRS. And so, therefore, they don't have long-term, short-term capital gains features for holders in regular accounts in the U.S. So normally, the first week of December, traders are going to take the position of selling whatever that gives them a tax loss. And so there's generally pressure the first week of December. And the first week of January, when they can repurchase after 31 days their trades that were lost trades, is what helps cause the Santa Claus rally the first week of January. Now, we are past that, so it means that a lot of funds, which were exempt from this, take advantage and add to positions now that everything is out of the way from the Fed, which means that prices were baked in prior to the Fed meeting, and that's why we had lows in gold prices and lows in open interest. 446,618 was prior to December 13, and that was the lowest open interest since August 1st. I think what this means now is that the Fed's out of the way, the tax selling is out of the way, short covering is coming, and traders are looking ahead to next year when we will have inflation due to a better economy, the replacement of 500,000 automobiles that were totally trashed in the hurricanes, in the fires in California. And even we've had problems in Mexico with earthquakes. So all of that with Puerto Rico, Texas, and Florida, and all these growing areas totally impaired, we could have a very interesting commodity trading year upcoming in general, and it could be inflationary with the tax bill and the tax credits.
So, George, almost to recap this year, combined with what your forecast is for next year, this year was a very, you could argue, boring year because of maybe how well the U.S. markets did, even because of how well Bitcoin did, a lot of momentum chasers, and, you know, people that are more generalist investors, they didn't really care about the gold market because it really didn't have a whole lot of excitement around it, even though it is up about 8% this year. You see a very different year for next year then, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly, and certainly the momentum traders are trading wherever they can, the Bitcoin, but that could actually become a major problem for them later on in the year. And it could be that after a while, when Bitcoin reaches an area that is no longer attracting new money, you will see a return from those people back into gold who need to hedge their exposure in various currencies. Problems and headlines, North Korea, Brexit, Venezuela, the petroleum story, the Saudi Arabian petroleum story. There's a lot that could happen, and midterm U.S. politics. So all of that can bring about a change in gold next year.
So, George, considering this last year, what we went through with U.S. markets consistently hitting new highs, some of the geopolitical concerns that we've seen not really impacting gold at all, plus inflation, well, being more of a question mark throughout the year and starting to uptick now, especially when it comes to the fact that central banks, especially the Fed, continue to tighten policy, are you overall encouraged that gold still is able to put in a gain this year?
I think people will be surprised that you could see the dollar increase because foreigners buying U.S. stocks have to buy dollars to pay for them. The higher interest rates support the dollar. But gold can still do better because there'll be a lot to hedge.
Okay. So, again, gold, again, just should be a part of everyone's portfolio. We even saw Jeffrey Gundlach just a couple days ago mention that he thinks commodities as a broad sector are going to be a buy for next year. Do you share that outlook, not just for gold, but maybe some of the base metals, maybe just all commodities in general?
Yes, I especially share that for industrial metals, where I think there are going to be 500,000 cars have to be replaced, plus the automobile industry in general selling. Of course, building, infrastructure. Every building takes maybe 400 pounds of copper. Every car wiring will take 40 pounds of gold. And, of course, platinum and palladium have been powering up all year for the battery-powered cars and trucks. So, yes. And then, of course, ags, when you think about the growing areas I mentioned before, where you're hurt with potatoes and cotton and orange juice and grapes and all basic materials, feed for the chickens, feed for the cattle, all that, I think you're going to see a very different year next year. And traders will be surprised when probably you're going to see gold steady to better along with the dollar.
All right. Those are some encouraging words from you, George. I always appreciate your daily emails and you taking some time throughout the year to update our audience on what you're seeing in terms of open interest and what you're seeing just in terms of the general broad commodities market. I hope you have a great rest of your year, George, and we'll be chatting again early next year. Thank you again.
And thank you. Happy holidays to everyone.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. I hope everybody enjoyed the first segment with George Jarrow and his comments focused on the precious metals, but then he's also able to take a step back and look at kind of what's going on around the world and what should be driving the precious metals, what could be driving them. But I get his emails every day, and I find what he has to say always very valuable. In this segment, I wanted to get an update from one of our sponsor companies, simply because I've been getting so many questions regarding what's going on with this company and with how many projects they have, how they're moving each one of them forward. The company I have on the line with me is Orin Resources, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol AUG. I have the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek, on the line with me. And Ivan, as I said, I've gotten a number of questions, and we're going to almost go through them systematically. The first one came in from a listener, and he wanted more details on what the technical team thinks about the latest drill results from Homestake Ridge. These drill results came out on December 12th. The headline number, 10 meters of 4.12 grams per ton and 30 meters of 2 grams per ton at the South Reef area in the Homestake Ridge deposit. First, please address these drill results and what the technical team thinks.
Okay, great. Well, certainly a pleasure to be back here, Corey. And, I'm assuming there's a lot of questions because our share price performance hasn't been great, much like the rest of the sector. But specifically, we've taken it a little harder, I think, than the rest because there was some big expectations. And, you know, the recent news at Homestake, you know, was the main underlining factor that people had to take from it was this was our first time on this project, and you have to understand there's been about 50 years of exploration ahead of us being there. This is good and bad. It's good in the sense that you get a handle on a lot of structures and a lot of targets, and it's bad because a lot of the easy stuff that would have been drilled has already been drilled ahead of us, and there's some spectacular holes. So we went in and we tested two things. We tested the Homestake main extension, which was further north across the valley, and we hit all the right rock that should carry the mineralization, but we think that the main zone was dipping steeper, meaning we would have had to drill deeper to hit it, right? And what we did when we were drilling Homestake, and we said this clearly earlier in the year, is we're going for the big step outs that could really matter, things that could really be, you know, a game changer for us and for the project. And that was one of the big shots. There's six more ways that we could make this thing bigger, and that one we didn't quite hit, you know, the gold mineralization we're looking for. The thing we did hit, which is very important, and if you read my quote, it's fairly positive and it's very explanatory in the sense that we hit the South Reef extension. South Reef sits at about 100,000 ounces of about 12 grams per ton. This resource or this little deposit is under-drilled, under-explored, and what we had success at the end of the program, the last four or five holes that we drilled, they were on the north side of it, and we found the plunge of this high-grade ore zone. So what we've noticed with the plunge is that it's very similar to the robust main zone, and it trends to the same direction, is dipping in the same direction. So, you know, if we had our way and we had known this at the end of the program and we could drill longer, we would have drilled another 20 holes towards the north. Why are we so confident with the plunge outside of the holes we hit? Because we've also found a big geochem anomaly on top of it that goes for about 600 meters. If you were to put the South Reef main zone right next to the main zone that has some of the highest grade holes in the project, you'd have a very similar signature and a very similar plunge. I'm not saying there's another million ounces of 9 grams in the South Reef zone, but I'm saying that the prospectivity is really high. And so when you come on a project for the first time, you need to test a few different theories to kind of get your bearings. We started to learn a lot at the end of the program, which is understandable because the more you drill and the more you see, the more you learn. But 30 meters of 2 grams and 10 meters of 4 grams, you know, in a plunging ore shoot that's potentially 100,000 ounces of 12 grams or so gold equivalent, those aren't bad results. And I think the market was looking for some, you know, exuberant results because the project has delivered 73 meters of 21 grams, and these are the best holes in the entire project. And I think the expectations, you know, regardless of what we said of the Golden Triangle and what we've all seen happening up there lately, fall in line with that. And but the thing I will say, and we do hold, you know, a lot of respect towards the value of what's there already, is high. And these results have increased the value of what was there before. We didn't lose any ounces. We didn't take any ounces away. We opened up a very big door for more ounces to be found. So we're very positive about it. We look forward to going back next summer to drill it. It is a mature asset in our portfolio. It does have transactional value as it stands. And what I mean by that is, you know, we can model it as 1.4 million ounces of about 7 grams per ton, you know, with various cutoffs. And if you do that and look at the infrastructure, you know, the amenable infrastructure nearby, power, water, roads, everything is there. This would be a very low cost, low capex operation, and still has the 5 big targets independent of the South Reef zone of what we started to find the plunge of, right? So we're really excited about the project. We think that there's a lot more to be discovered there, and we think that the value that was already in the project has gone up, and that's how we feel about it.
Okay, that takes care of the question for the Homestake Ridge project, and there are a couple more questions regarding the Committee Bay project up in northern Canada. One of the comments that came in was that the results appeared underwhelming to him, not necessarily in line with the excitement that was exhibited by your team on the visual examination of the core. Again, you were able to hit mineralization throughout, but you just didn't seem to get that almost bonanza-grade hole. Maybe that it has some relation to the Homestake Ridge drilling. Again, it's your first round of drilling there, but please address maybe how you were so excited about when you first saw the core, but the results just didn't overwhelm everybody.
So we went out and we went to go drill 18 targets and across 300 kilometers, which, you know, as far as we know, no one's ever been that aggressive with a shot on a belt, right? And this was we had about a season and a half before to kind of learn how to target up there. And a lot of it is blind. It's covered by till. And when you're drilling through blind cover, meaning you don't see the rocks that might have the gold in them, and you're tracing till anomalies back to source, and you're using magnetics and different various aspects of science to kind of find these structures, you're playing a really high game of risk. But when you're in the neighborhood of the Amaroukes, which is now growing to 6 million ounces very fast, or the Meliodines, the 11 million ounces of 7 grams, you know, when you're in the neighborhood of these kind of deposits being discovered, every single of those 18 targets in your mind as an explorer, as an entrepreneur, you think, well, this could be that type of a project or that type of a target because they're all kilometers in size. So when you heard feedback, and a lot of people did, and we shared it, that we hit the rock we were looking to hit, where we were referring to a rock called Bannon Iron Formation.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this radio segment, but this was really just a preview to the much longer discussion that Ivan and I had. We further touched on what's going on up at Committee Bay, as well as some details coming out of Peru, and we wrapped it up with a discussion on the company finances. It's all, I think, very valuable information, especially if you are a shareholder or interested in entering this stock. You can find this full interview posted as a weekend special on our website, kereport.com. Again, the interview is almost 20 minutes, and it unfortunately just didn't fit into this radio segment. But everybody stick around for the next segment where I am chatting with John Kaiser.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am joined by John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. John and I speak every 2 weeks, usually about stocks, precious metals stocks that either John is following or that have had some significant news come out. But since we're recording this for the radio, John, we are a bit more tight for time. And you brought up to me off mic something that I find to be very interesting. We've talked a lot about just how unloved and ignored the resource sector is, but you pointed out to me that the TSX Venture Exchange, the volume, has actually been quite high, averaging around 300 million shares a day. What we usually see from the venture is this being led by the resource sector. But you're seeing that over the past couple months, instead of the resource sector contributing to anywhere from 60 to 70% of this volume, it's dropped to about 40 to 50%, and the values have also dropped. John, can you take us through maybe what this means in a broad sense for the sector when you're seeing this kind of volume discrepancy?
Well, I track about, it used to be about 1,400 companies that were in the resource sector, and, you know, in 2008 when we had the crash. And gradually during the bear market, it's been whittled down to about 1,100 companies that are still in the resource sector that you can sort of look up on at Kaiser Research online that are TSX Venture listed. And in the good old days, you know, with the companies that, three quarters of the listings on the TSX Venture, they also had about three quarters of the volume and value, sort of 60 to 75%. And during the bear market, it did decline down to sort of 50, 60%. But this year it's gotten worse. It's down to like this sort of between, it bounces between 35 and 50% of the volume traded. And I noticed that in the past couple months, the TSX Venture volume had shot up to some days as high as 300 million shares. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm not feeling this in my space of juniors. It seems that our rally that peaked in around in March, we've had a pretty weak a year, except for a few bright spots like Novo capturing the public's imagination for a while. But everything seems to be in a downtrend of fading volume. So I crunched the numbers to see, okay, all my companies that are resource sector, what is their value, daily value, and volume traded? And what's really strange is that in the last while, the value traded has dropped to about 25%, which means the money is flowing into non-resource stocks, and the culprits are, you know, pharmaceutical stocks, cannabis-type stocks, and this blockchain mania. And so what we're seeing is in a pretty disappointing year where metal prices weren't that disappointing, we're seeing tax loss selling in resource sector, juniors and seniors. We're seeing an unwillingness to respond to good news, but a willingness to overreact to news that's bad or are not particularly encouraging. And so there's tax loss selling this year. That's a serious issue. And there's also, again, a capitulation of people just selling. I'm out of here. I want to go into some of these crazy blockchain things. It feels a bit like 1999 to me when the dot-com boom was taking off and we'd been suffering from a bear market since 1997. Where people were just sort of throwing up their hands and saying, that's it for the resource sector. The metal prices aren't really rocking and rolling, and results aren't flowing to make things go to the moon.
Well, John, I guess this just speaks to exactly what we have been putting up with, and that is momentum chasers and people looking to make money in hot sectors, fully ignoring the resource sector. There are these other areas that have been moving up, and that's naturally where money goes. We can talk about it a lot, how, you know, the gold bugs aren't being distracted by blockchain or marijuana stocks, but the fact of the matter is we need more than just the gold bugs in this sector to drive stocks and the broad markets up when you are focused on the resources. Is that kind of what you're then seeing as well?
Yeah, keep in mind that the 6.5 billion ounces that are out there, that's a $6-7 trillion market or value for gold, for all the gold that is out there. And it takes a lot to move that. The Bitcoin, it's now worth whatever, around $300 billion. So that's still a tiny drop in the bucket. It's this new emerging thing. It maps to this whole sort of populist reaction against establishment. You know, everything's being controlled by others. Here, the blockchain is not controlled by anybody. And of course, the gambling impulse. People want to gamble, and they don't want their gamble ruined by fundamentals. There is no theoretical, real-world linked value that you can assign to Bitcoin. It can be anything it wants to be. So people, it's interesting. People, they don't mind that the Bitcoin goes up and down 50% or something like that. They kind of enjoy it. They're using it as a casino. And now that Bitcoin, everybody has talks about Bitcoin. Now you have little deals mentioning that, oh, we are going to invest in some blockchain thing or something like that. And so it's like attaching .com to your name back in 1999. And everybody just piles into it because they know this is an exploding mania. And because it has no theoretical value, there is no limit as to how high the value can get. And compared to the .com bubble at its peak, we're still at a very early stage in terms of how big this bubble can expand.
So, John, what do you think about the investors that want to invest in gold because it's that so-called outside the establishment? That's almost what Bitcoin has been building on, too, is that it's an open source. It's very much uncontrolled by big governments, and that could be what's attracting some people, but that was the argument for gold a while back.
Well, see, there's this whole thing about money. Now, the dollar, the currency systems that the governments create, those are money, and everybody has asserted that gold is money. But money is just an information system that keeps track of credits and debits over space and time. And this is an abstraction that should not cost an awful lot to exist. Now, gold, to bring gold into above ground form, that costs energy, effort, time, labor, and all that. But once you've got all this finely distributed gold in the earth in a solid bullion, that energy that has been put in is stored. This is the irony about the Bitcoin system. All that information there, all those transactions that are in the blockchain, that all evaporates if the computers stop operating. It doesn't really store energy. It consumes energy just to stay alive. So it's not functioning as a price discovery mechanism. It's completely deviated from its original purpose, which was to be an alternative means of exchanging goods and services. But it's become just a parasite on the dollar. And gold is, in a sense, a parasite on the dollar, because everybody always refers to it in dollar terms. They don't talk about in the future we'll be paying you in grams of gold and stuff like that. And now the loaf of bread will cost, you know, tenth of a gram. No, everything's still money based. It's a hypocritical thing. And so the gold bugs are kind of, they're watching this Bitcoin thing steal their idea of this being a reaction against establishment stuff. And people are selling gold, you know, to hell with that. But I think it's wrong, because gold is an asset class unto itself. If money systems are information systems are based on trust, and they can collapse, and then they have to be rebuilt from scratch. People who have title to things like own property and that, so long as the rules for ownership stay intact, whatever new currency is invented, gold can step in and be as a substitute. It can reconstitute itself.
Good comments, John, and I think just your info on that volume on the venture shows just how ignored that sector is. Although it is still trading with some volume, the money is focused on other areas. Hopefully we can start to pick up some more momentum on the upside, but as of right now, you know what? Still is very much an ignored sector. John, always appreciate your comments. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm happy to report that I am chatting with Trader Vic Sparandio. He and I are going to, well, cover a lot of different aspects of the market, looking back and looking ahead to next year. Because we're going to cover so much, Vic, let's start off right away and talk about what is really a historic stat, and that is 403 days without a 3% correction. This breaks the record and is, well, really a record for more than 120 years. Man, what are your comments on this crazy lack of volatility?
Yeah, it broke the record that was 370 days, just for your interest, 94, 95. And 95 was a huge up year, if you remember 1995. It's when the Senate and the House were overtaken by the monopoly of the Democrats at that time, and Clinton as the president. But he was the middle of the road. In other words, he compromised. So the basic Newt Gingrich House and Senate did great things, and then you had many inventions. Okay, I'm just pointing that in perspective. 370 days, 94, 95, five, and now you've got 403 days as of the end of tomorrow without a 3% correction. So this is all, why is that? It's the bet on the hype of Trump winning. And what his instincts are good. I am a big, let's say, supporter of Trump in his original instincts. He is not an intellectual. He is not a principled person. He's got experience and he's got good instincts. He does care about veterans and the people. He does. And he looks at himself as very lucky, which he is. But he's being overridden by the establishment, and he gets impressed with smart people. And let me just say, the smartest person in tyrant land was Vladimir Lenin. He taught Keynes. You can't get impressed with smart people. You got to get impressed with ideology. So the key is he doesn't really have control of his domain. But anyway, his tax cut talk is going to pass for sure. Some form of it will pass. And it's going to still take the market to the end of the year. Bonds are going to be stable because you've got inflation 100 basis points over bonds as we speak, and that's called repression. As long as you have inflation lower than interest rate, and by the way, that's been the case for 9 years, T-bills have traded under inflation, you have, if you're government and you're corporate America, you are going to do business. You're going to borrow. You're going to expand, depending on where and when, because money is free. That's the way they look at it. Okay, and inflation is really higher. It's not 2.2%. It's probably 3.2%. But again, the way the government calculates, they always manipulate the numbers. So. Currencies, again, stable to the end of the year. Commodities trending downward because they haven't had enough oomph, and there isn't everything is out of the bag. There's going to be 3 rate increases next year. That's sort of holding back commodities. Really, when I say commodities, I'm talking about the grain complex is the worst. Oil has made its move. It's chugging up a little more. It'll probably continue up a little more because the huge oversupply has now been reversed, and that we thank OPEC for that. So basically, you got what last is in the mainstream is Bitcoin, and it's a mania. It's the biggest bubble in the history of mankind, topping the tulip bulb move in the 1600s. Zero Hedge has a great article on this with charts that is really significant. You can go look it up, and they show all the moves of all the Mississippi bubble, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, Trader Vic, let's cover some of what you just said there, and I want to talk about this interest rate repression. You mentioned that you think inflation is higher than what we're getting stated, and we all know that even though interest rates are rising in the U.S., they are still very low. Where's the balance here?
Well, historically, if you go back, Ibbotson Associates, which is now owned by Morningstar, they're the best research firm in the street. They were objective. If you look at their data, and what they do is calculate data, T-bills, S&P, large cap stocks, they call it, small cap, they give you all the stats, 10-year bonds, 30-year bonds, you name it, corporate bonds. Historically, from 1926 when they started to 2008 is the measure, because then you got 2009 and you start to get zero interest rates. T-bills traded 75 basis points above the rate of inflation. So if inflation was 2, T-bills would be 275, and that's 30-day T-bills, not 90 days. So you've been the opposite of that since 2009, January 1. So my point is, in order to reverse this, in order to be quote-unquote normal, you'd have to take interest rates, T-bills, under what's stated, and I don't trust any government number, so rate is 2.2, you'd have to say you got to get interest rates to 3. No way that's happening. But I'm only saying that would be the normal. So, just to give people a perspective, this is not a normal world. This is completely abnormal. Europe still has negative rates, 37 beeps. You got minus 37 beeps rates for short-term paper, meaning 30 days. You've got the difference between the 30-year bund, which I believe is still at a negative rate by a fraction. The spread between that and our 10-year is 225 basis points, something of that order. So this is not a normal world. It's all built on paper, and that's an important statement. Either debt, you got the central banks of the world buying notes and bonds and stocks. Switzerland is the biggest hedge fund in the world. They've got over $80 billion in long stocks. And you've got Japan holding all bond yields at zero. And then you've got the ECB still buying $35 billion a month, and that's in euros. So this is all hyped on paper. Now, I'm not saying you should be short, okay? It said that's why you got stocks up. And that's going to continue, in my view, until you start to get something where inflation is running away. And you see that in the commodity markets. That'll start to show, and that ain't happening. Commodities are flat to down. I mean, they're up about 4% this year, but recently they've come off. They've started to sell off, except oil, which, although it's up, it's not up a great deal, but it's up a tad, you know, from the mid-year. So I can only say that right now you still – would be hard-pressed to not be long stocks. However, when this tax cut, quote-unquote, passes, usually, you know, you buy on the rumor, you sell on the news. I would look to be in that, under that theory, usually the first week of January is the best week to be a seller. But this is such a runaway train that I hesitate in using automatic kinds of concepts.
So, Trader Vic, do you think that there is a chance next year that we do see a pickup in commodities? There's been a few other commentators, including Jeffrey Gundlach, who said that he thinks commodities will be the trade for next year because of how undervalued they are compared to the broad equity markets. Where do you stand on that argument?
Yeah. In order to get inflation, you need the velocity of money, the turnover of money. It's not the quantity. As we've seen, and many Austrian school economists, including me, because I'm an Austrian school economist, we were thrown a head fake here in the sense that all of this QE was coming into the system. But here's the catch. When you raise taxes, which had been the case under Obama and Europe and Japan, you remember they raised sales taxes. When you raise taxes and you put money into the system, effectively you're creating socialism and people hoard. That's why you have low velocity of money.
All right, Trader Vic, unfortunately we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but I do, as always, appreciate all of your comments. I hope you have a great weekend, and everybody stick around for KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.